Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Magic Drive Time, as always, presented by International Diamond Center. Our producer is Aaron Berlin. And coming up in about 2 minutes, we're going to talk to the talented Michael DeCourcy, who does great work for Sporting News. You can follow him on Twitter, at TSNMike, in NCAA tournament right around the corner. And he does a great job of breaking it down for us. So lots to get to. Number one, first and foremost, is my Liberty Flames. I got to know where they're going to end up in the NCAA tournament. We're going to go there. We're going to talk UCF. We're going to talk Zion Williamson, who Sporting News obviously named Player of the Year in college basketball. So a lot to get to. And then a couple of guys that he thinks that the Orlando Magic fans should keep their eye on. Hopefully we're getting to the postseason, so you're looking at around maybe 16, 17, somewhere late middle of that first round, so something to keep an eye on. So hopefully we'll get a couple of names for him as well, and just something to keep an eye on. We're at the mercy of these guys who are doing national media covering the NCAA tournament, so we did have to get this in the morning. So we appreciate Michael DeCourcy giving us time. We apologize that it was not later in the afternoon, so we did pre-record this early in the morning. But a great win last night for the Orlando Magic. They take down the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's a win that they had to get, 120-91. They do a great job of starting off this homestand, a pivotal five-game homestand. Now 12 games left, and the Orlando Magic 1.5 games behind the Miami Heat for that coveted eighth and final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. The Magic win, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You're getting 50% off your regular menu price order all day today at papajohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. That's Magic win. And they do win big, 120-91. And more than anything, this was important for the Magic on a back-to-back and after the disappointing losses against the Chicago Bulls, at New York, at Cleveland, playing these very same Cavaliers. Now you have two tough losses on the road in Memphis and Washington, D.C., and you're coming back and starting what we've all circled for a month or two, what was going to be a critical five-game homestand. So what were they going to have? What did they have in the tank? How were they going to what was their approach going to be for this game last night? And basically, they handled their business. Nothing to get overly excited about, but they did handle their business. They did it in a dominant way. Oh, now you move on. Next up will be the Atlanta Hawks on Sunday, and that's certainly, you will want you to join us for that one. 5:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 5:30 on the Orlando Magic Radio Network. It is time to talk NCAA tourney, and for that, we are going to join Michael DeCourcy, and you can see him from the Sporting News. You can follow him on Twitter, at TSNMike. Nobody knows it better. He does a terrific job covering the NCAA. Mike, it's always good to talk to you, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Always appreciate the insight. And I got to start with this. And as an alum of Liberty University, all right, as a proud Flame here, I'm wondering how many times you get asked about the Liberty Flames. And then number two, if you know anything about them, I'll be blown away right now. But is there any chance, as the champs in the Atlantic Sun, that Liberty at 28-6 can avoid a 16 seed? Can you do that for me, Mike?
Yeah, I'll be surprised if they were. I don't get asked about them. I will acknowledge that. I think this is a first.
I can imagine.
I watched them defeat Lipscomb on Sunday. So
yes.
I certainly am aware they did that twice in a season when Lipscomb was expected to be the favorite, so I know that as well. And I know their coach, Richie McKay, reasonably well. I knew him from his days in the West, including at New Mexico. So unfortunately, I watched the game without sound, so I'm not as familiar with their players.
Sure.
But I'd be very surprised if they were anything less than a 14. And wouldn't be at all surprised to even see them sneak as high as the 13 line. I don't think they want to do to any one seed the disfavor of giving that team a game against Liberty.
Okay, well, that's good news. I get concerned right in the middle of Virginia. You got Lynchburg, Virginia, and you got the number one ranked Virginia Cavaliers, former assistant for Virginia, Richie McKay. It just all looks like it's too good of a formula, but hopefully not. I think you're right. Maybe they had too good of a season. All right, Mike, let me ask you about Zion Williamson. Obviously, Zion mania just taking over this country. He's back in action last night. Clearly, he was a little rusty. You guys... Yeah, you guys just named him Player of the Year for Sporting News, deservingly so. What did you see from Zion? 13 of 13 from the floor. I mean, the legend continues for Zion.
You know, I what amazes me about sports in this country in 2019 is how much of the romance of sports has been sucked out of the game by a particular band of people who only see it in economic terms. And look, Zion's going to be fine. I mean, he's going to make a lot of money.
Right.
And if he happened to pick up an injury, and let's hope that doesn't happen, but if he happened to pick up an injury in the next 3 to 4 weeks, he's still going to make a lot of money. That's
yes,
not
he is.
Changing. And people who are obsessed with the concept of the only reason to play basketball in advance of the time when you are drafted. I mean, what's the next step to this? We like take a kid who's in sixth grade and say, okay, you're not playing anymore because you
yeah,
can only get worse.
You're exactly right.
It is a preposterous concept. And I put on Twitter last night a challenge to the people who had illogically suggested that he should, quote, shut it down after the injury in the North Carolina game. What would they be thinking about after they watched last night's performance? And I got all kinds of people telling me, well, he can't go any higher than number one. And those people are probably still thinking the same thing. And the only thing I can do is come up with an analogy like you're sitting, you're in a museum somewhere. You're in the Louvre and looking at the Mona Lisa. Or you're in the Museum of Modern Art and you're looking at Starry Night. And you're saying to yourself, boy, I wonder how much that painting's worth. I mean, you've gotten to the point where you cannot appreciate the beauty of art any longer. You just care about the economics of it. That's a really empty place to be.
Good point.
I'm not ever going there.
That's a great point. Well said. And Mike DeCourcy, always a pleasure to talk to him from Sporting News. Follow him on Twitter, at TSN Mike. I remember, obviously here in Orlando, I remember covering Tracy McGrady, who came right out of high school, and the one regret he had, and this is after, his fourth straight scoring title and fourth straight trip to the All-Star game, was that he never played an NCAA tournament game. And along the lines of what you just said, Mike, I mean, how much do you applaud the kid? I mean, we don't know what his goals are. What if he wants to hoist a national championship and have a chance to experience what it's like to play in March Madness? Because as you mentioned, the money's always going to be there for that kid.
Yeah, if you watch him play, there isn't any question about that. If you watched him as a bench player, so to speak, during the games while he was absent injured, he was completely engaged with his team. And I've talked to NBA scouts. It's one of the things that thrills them about him is that he loves the game. He loves his teammates. He really wants to be out there. There isn't any question about any of that for the teams. And it's one of the reasons why he's such an exciting prospect, because they don't have to wonder if he's motivated. When you give a player, a lot of money, you hope you get LeBron and Kevin Durant.
Sure.
And that's what makes those guys LeBron and Kevin Durant, is that even though they've got money and championships and multiple championships, that they still are out there in the summers when no one's watching, just, pushing themselves to be better and better. You're already the best in the game. You're already among the best that ever play the game, and you're still pushing yourself to get better and better. And that's the secret formula. That's why Steph is Steph, and those guys are those guys, and that's why Zion excites the NBA scouts to the level that he does. His physicality is different and completely unique to him, but if it came in a package of, I don't care that much, believe me, the scouts would not be as excited as they are.
That's a great point. They certainly watch all that stuff. They go to the practices. They go to the games. They watch them during warm-ups, and they're looking for those exact things. Just to kind of tie a bow on what you said a few minutes ago, are there concerns or were there concerns with Zion, potentially outsiders saying he should shut it down? Were there concerns, as you alluded to, that we could – we could get to a situation in college basketball where after a few games, maybe a guy shuts it down, or hey, I already got my commitment to Duke. I don't need to finish out the high school season.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's always a possibility, but it takes an athlete who does, you know, and I think the first thing you have to do is you have to separate basketball and football, because football is a dangerous game, and it's, you know, injury is common in that sport. In basketball, right, it's uncommon. It doesn't happen that often, and really most of the more damaging basketball injuries are as likely to happen in a non-contact situation as they are on a basketball floor. Now, somebody can roll up on your ankle, that sort of thing, or you can have what happened to Paul George. But again, I mean, we've had, you know, how many thousands of basketball games played in America since what happened with Paul George happened, in 2015, I think it was, 2016, somewhere around there. It doesn't happen that often. So when you look at it, the players have to understand that the risk of injury, of serious injury, is not so profound that they can completely eliminate it by, you know, walking off the floor competitively and then going out and trying to keep themselves in shape and train and that sort of thing. It could just as surely be hurt doing that as they could trying to get 40 for Duke or Kentucky or UCLA.
You're exactly right. Okay, Michael, great job hanging there. We got one more segment with you and for everyone listening. When we come back, we're going to talk UCF basketball, get a national perspective on the UCF Knights, and especially that terrific 7'6" Taco Fall. We'll get his thoughts on that as well. And maybe a couple of guys that the Magic could keep their eye on in the NCAA tournament. Some options potentially here in the middle of the first round in the upcoming draft. We'll do all that when we return in a moment here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
The Orlando Magic are partnering with CenturyLink to recognize Central Florida students excelling in the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math with the STEM All-Stars program. If you know a deserving student, visit orlandomagic.com/STEM to fill out a nomination form. 5 students throughout the season will receive tickets to a Magic game, a personalized jersey, and be recognized on the court at the game. To learn more or to nominate a student, visit orlandomagic.com/STEM.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And we continue on this Friday evening with Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Celebrate Hispanic culture with the Magic at Noche Latina, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union on Friday, March 22nd, as the Magic take on the Memphis Grizzlies, and we need revenge on them. Enjoy Latin-inspired music, dance, food, and a post-game concert featuring Jay Alvarez. Get your seats now at orlandomagic.com/NocheLatina. Now let's rejoin our conversation with Michael DeCourcy. Does a terrific job covering the NCAA for Sporting News. You can follow him on Twitter at TSNMike. Well, Mike, we imagine there's some locks for number one seeds. I know Gonzaga, obviously the stunner to St. Mary's the other day, but probably still a number one. Virginia would be in the conversation. Just give us some of the teams, the 4 teams that you think would be the locks, and how far do you think those teams can get in the NCAA tournament?
You know, I think at this point there probably is only about a lock and a half. Virginia would have a very difficult time being chased off the one line. I don't think it's possible. They can fall down from 1 overall, which is where they'd be now, to 4 overall, even if certain things happened, like them losing in their conference semifinal. But the Gonzaga thing is largely in the eye of the committee, whether or not they think they did enough. I think they did based on the field as much as anything, but I can't say they're a lock. And then you have the Carolina, Duke, Tennessee, Kentucky, and what might be possible for them. I do think that if either Tennessee or Kentucky, if they play each other on Saturday in the SEC semis and one of them is in the SEC final, I think that team is in good shape to get one. And I think the winner of Carolina, Duke is going to get one. But there's a lot of push for both of them both Carolina and Duke to get one, and I'm not sure I can go along with that. If Duke loses tonight, I don't think that you can justify them as a one. To have three losses to Carolina, to have the number of losses that they do on the year. If Carolina loses the game, I think they could stay in the picture pending failures by others, but I think that they would need a lot of help to stay up there.
All right, Mike, you did a great job breaking it down for us last year. The Magic were picking around six. You thought it would be too early, but I remember one name that stood out was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You said he was a guy that to kind of keep an eye on in the tournament. Boy, did we. And he's playing great for the Los Angeles Clippers. Give us a, right now, we're hoping the Magic will be in the playoffs. We're hoping that pick will be around 15, 16, maybe 17, somewhere around there. Are there any mid-first-round guys that here in Central Florida maybe we should keep an eye on here in the NCAA tournament?
Wow, you know, that's interesting because it's a little bit more of a challenge now since buried a little deeper in the draft. But some of the players that I have really respected, somebody like DeAndre Hunter at Virginia, okay. I don't know if he can fall quite that far. He's a long, dynamic wing player who can shoot from distance and who I think will be an outstanding NBA wing, there's no question in my mind he can defend multiple positions. Brandon Clark, again, I don't know how deep he goes, but Brandon Clark reminds me a lot, and I covered Kenyon Martin on a daily basis for 4 years. Brandon Clark reminds me a lot of Kenyon Martin. He has a quick vertical jump. It's like kind of, you know, speaking of Central Florida. He has like a rocket jump. I mean, he goes straight up so quickly, and then the second jump is, you know, if he needs it, is nearly as quick. That's something that you very rarely see. And he's not a guy who plays away from the basket offensively a lot, but he's got unbelievable feet. He'll be a great pick and roll defender at the NBA level. I think that's another guy that if the Magic are fortunate enough for him to fall into their territory, that he might be a valuable player to have.
And here in Central Florida, Mike, we're awfully proud of the UCF Knights and the job that they've done. At the time of taping, they have not played Memphis. That's a tough draw for them. Memphis is hosting that tournament. I was just there a couple of days ago with the Magic, and that city is alive for the Memphis Tigers for the first time in a while. Penny's done a great job there kind of getting them back to relevance. But just touch on UCF. If they can get in, it could end up be a fun scenario if they could get in, win a game or two, and the entire nation watching a 7-foot six taco fall and a terrific point guard in Aubrey Dawkins.
Yeah, I hope that the word "if" in there is just sort of like trying to cover, like, because I sure hope there's no if to that. I mean, there should be zero if to that. I mean, they have clearly earned their way into the tournament, and I was never one who thought that it was, you know, like, for instance, the big Houston win, although it certainly helped them, I didn't think it should have or was essential. It's a team that I believe has been an NCAA tournament team basically the entire way. And there are certain teams out there that teams in certain seed positions are hoping that they don't have to deal with. Like if you're a two, you don't want UCF to be the 10 in your region.
Right.
Because there's a good chance they win that first game. Look, every team that plays UCF goes in knowing that at least 24, 25 minutes of the game, they're going to have to deal with something they've never seen before.
And, that's right.
And
that's
everybody who knows Taco's game and knows the night knows that he's not just tall. I mean, we've seen tall guys have some impact before, but I mean, he's a very capable basketball player. I mean, being 7'6" comes with some limitations, but he has maximized his strengths. I mean, his body, he's really well developed. So you can't, you know, a lot of tall guys, you can move them because they don't have strength, and he has great strength. A lot of guys, his height struggles sometimes with the eye-hand coordination. That's not a problem for him. And so, you know, teams try to play a lot away from the goal, and that, you know, that messes them up maybe because they want to get the ball going to the rim. That's what they've always done. And then all of a sudden they can't do it. And so they're a difficult matchup. And, of course, when they play as they did in the Houston game, when they were making every shot and they were playing with great energy and togetherness, the danger to the opposition escalates even more.
Well, great insight as always, and I misspoke there, Mike. I didn't mean if they got in. I meant if they get in and win a couple of games. I think gotcha. That's that, because you're right. I'm completely resigned to the fact they're definitely getting in, but, man, wouldn't that be a great story? Okay, before we let you go, let everybody know listening what you're up to. How can we follow you? How can we read your stuff? And how can we keep tabs on you for the next couple of weeks through the tournament?
Well, I will be this weekend on Big Ten Network this afternoon on our Game Break show in between the two sessions of the Big Ten tournament, as well as over the weekend pregame shows and the bracket reveal show on Sunday night. And then you can find my work, my sporting news work, on Twitter at TSN Mike. TSN Mike. I'm a very active Twitter user, as I mentioned before. And those who follow me find that I do engage with readers more than some people who do what I do for a living. So they might find that entertaining as well.
No, they you certainly do. A lot of people just post and use it as a platform to post, and you certainly are engaged. At TSN Mike is how you can follow Mike DeCourcy on Twitter. Keep up the great work for Sporting News, and good luck. Have a great tournament, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
I will look forward to it as well. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. He is Mike DeCourcy from Sporting News at TSN Mike, and I certainly encourage you to give him a follow and certainly follow him on Big Ten Network as well. It's almost that time of year, and nothing is quite as exciting as the NCAA tournament. Hopefully you got a couple more names now for us to maybe keep an eye on here in Central Florida. And I tell you what, it's going to be great cheering on the UCF Knights in the NCAA tournament. That is exciting. It'd be exciting cheering on my Liberty Flames, who are probably going to get the 15 seed and draw second-seeded Kansas, much to the delight of our producer, Aaron Berlin. All right, that'll do it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Magic back in action on Sunday, taking on the Atlanta Hawks. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Our magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People have thoughts.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
One, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.